All right, this is episode 4 of Please Shut Up. I'm here at Central with Josh. Where are we at?
We are at Madeline's apartment, right off Washington Street, pretty close to Grom. And this is your first time to Central.
I feel like this is a house. I feel like this is a house.
When I say apartment, yeah. I meant to say house.
Yeah. So I first want to correct something that happened last episode.
Sure, please
that,
do.
That I got a text about. You were wrong about what a 401k is.
Really?
Dave was like, dude, Josh was totally wrong.
What's a 401k then?
I know, I don't know.
You didn't get the right answer.
No, I mean, that's not my forte. What we were going to do is, if the episode was at our place, I was going to have Dave dress up in like a suit and everything and walk in and correct you.
That's funny.
But yeah, no, I don't know what a 401k is. And
I'll have to ask Dave on book club. That's what my mom told me. She told me it's just, this thing that you put towards your retirement.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I remember like I said during it, I wasn't really listening to what you were saying, but I was like, I don't know if that sounds right, but not that it really matters. So I just wanted to clear the air with everyone that we're not financial advisors. Don't follow our money advice.
Not at all.
What is the other thing? Did you have anything you want to start with?
Not necessarily start with, but I do have some things I wanted to ask you.
Let's hear it.
I was curious if you've heard of, and this is very basic, but no, I recently found out, because I don't know anything about politics. Like, I don't care to watch any of that stuff. But an interesting thing my parents were even telling me about, this guy that's come to the forte in the Democratic Party is...
Forefront.
Forefront? Forte.
We're using crazy words out here.
But have you heard of this Mayor Pete guy?
No.
And his name's super hard to say. His last name's really difficult to say, so everybody's like, just Mayor Pete.
So how do you say it?
I don't know. It's something crazy. I don't even care. It's with a G. But nonetheless, he's this army vet. He knows like 7 languages. He went to Harvard. I don't know about Harvard, but he went to some really nice school. He's basically just a really, really smart dude. He talks very confidently. He has very good speeches, but he's gay.
Is he in Chicago? No. He's not the mayor in Chicago?
I have no idea. I didn't look too deep into this.
The number one fake news podcast in the land.
No, but so one thing that's just interesting about his whole kind of campaign that he's running right now is he just flat out right away has said, I'm gay. Nothing to go about it. This is who I am. This is exactly what I am. And basically puts it all out in front so that in a sense, I mean, not use it against him, but in a sense, he's just putting all of himself out there. And people are loving this guy.
Yeah.
He's going on like the Fallon show. He's going on all these late night shows. And he's funny. And people are like mimicking him too. And I didn't even realize we are voting for our new president in 2020. I'm like, whoa, I gotta maybe start figuring out what's going on with this.
That is...
I didn't realize. I was thinking it was 2022.
It's kind of crazy that Trump has actually been the president for this long. It really does not feel real.
It doesn't.
And it's like, I don't, like I said, we don't follow politics closely. So it's like, I thought he would have been impeached by now or something crazy would have happened.
Well, that's the thing. I also, again, apologize. I don't know much at all about this stuff. But the guy, they officially finished the Russia investigation. And they found out that undoubtedly Russia had a hand in our election. Whatever that means, whether it's like they pushed this way, that way, I don't know. But they for sure had an influence in our election, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And so there's all this, there's some really big stuff right now that there actually is genuinely a chance that there is an impeachment possibly happening.
I doubt that happens.
I have no idea. And it's never really happened.
Yeah.
But if stuff comes out about this Russia stuff that's really intense, there could happen. Yeah. Who knows?
So I was listening to episode 3, like editing it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that we finish each other's sentences pretty much every other time. Like,
it's funny.
It's the, like, you search for a word for a second, I say boom. Something. Yeah. And vice versa. So I thought that was a funny side note to kind of point out.
Yeah.
Something I wanted to bring up is, do you know what Alibaba is? It's a Chinese company, I think.
No, I'm not sure.
I feel like we're just getting all of our facts wrong, but it's whatever. Yeah. And he's like being highly scrutinized right now because he came out and said that he wants to enforce a 9-to-9, 6-day-a-week work week.
9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wait, he's where?
He's the CEO and founder of Alibaba, which is this basically a huge company in China.
In China. Okay, yeah. So this is in China.
Yeah.
And they just manufacture probably stuff or whatever.
I think it's kind of similar to eBay or Amazon, okay. Some sort of marketplace, I believe. I could be totally wrong about that. Wow. I always mix up Alibaba and Huawei, which Huawei is the phone thing. It's also an awesome word to say.
Huawei. Yeah, that's wild. 9 to 9. 12-hour shift. That's your whole day. That is your life, period.
And that's not including commute.
For real. That's actually wild.
And like he could do that.
And yeah, he could. Yeah. And I mean, if you're doing something you loved and you're getting paid incredible for 9 to 9, would you do that?
No, I don't think I would because it's literally your life.
It is. That's it. You go to bed, you wake up, go to work, go to bed, wake up, and go to work. That doesn't even give you that much time to work out. I mean, you would have to in the morning, I guess, before work or something.
Yeah, I mean, if that, it's just...
the gains.
Yeah, no, I thought that was really crazy. It reminded me of this Jocko quote that I heard the other day. It was, don't trade days for dollars. And it's like, at that point, if you're working 9 to 9, 6 days a week... what is, like, why do you need all this money?
Yeah,
you're not, you're point? Never even home, so you don't need a nice apartment. I mean, obviously, if you have to support your kids, you're gonna have to pay for the daycare, but then it's like, well, you won't have to pay for the daycare if you're not working. So, why? I don't know.
When are you gonna see your family?
Yeah,
and stuff like that. Jeez, that stuff in China is pretty scary. Just the amount of work they do and everything. Yeah. I mean, they're the most powerful economy, right, in the world?
I don't know. We already said we don't know the money stuff.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine doing something like that. I am very excited to work 9 to 4:30. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Not too bad. It's still like a 9 to 5.
But well, 9 to 4:30.
But I get an hour lunch. I was thinking... I don't know what I'm going to do for an hour lunch.
You could pull a Cam Haines and run a half marathon at lunch.
Yeah.
Around Somerset.
Yeah, I was thinking I might, once the weather gets nice, just bring a foldable chair, sunglasses, and just after I get coronas. Off, get some Coronas, toss the shirt off, and get some nice tanning.
Yeah, one summer where I worked at Corgan, and I had to dress like business casual.
Yeah.
Right when I was done, I ripped
that off. Tie is off.
I didn't have to wear a tie, so that I guess it wasn't technically.
The buttons, yeah. You couldn't even undo them. Just.
I'm looking. Do you know what Mike Posner is doing right now?
Not at all.
Okay.
Is he singing?
Well, he does that sometimes. He's walking across America.
Whoa.
Yeah. Have you listened to his new album at all?
How new?
The one in January.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It is pretty chill. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going on tour, he's walking across. He started in New Jersey, I think, 4 or 5 days ago.
Walking across, you said the country.
Yeah.
Not the world.
Did I say the world?
No. I just was making sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's not Jesus, but he kind of looks like him.
Yeah.
So I guess I kind of, a dog is really ruining our pod. Would you do something like that?
Walk across?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool. It's a weird thing because I wonder if he's doing it for himself or is he doing it because it's a good marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wonder what the purpose he's doing behind it.
Yeah.
Because it would almost be weird just like, I get that he's doing it and bringing attention, but at the same time, if I did it just to walk, is just, I don't know. And that would take a long, long time.
Yeah, he's got like a team with him.
That's the thing.
I'm kind of curious about that too because I listened to it. It was a pretty good podcast, him and Aubrey Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of talking about how he went through this huge transformation. Like his dad passed away.
Sure.
Went through a huge breakup. Like Avicii died really. Avicii dying really kind of messed with him because he's like, that could be me if like I keep playing like this party lifestyle type deal. And so he's said he's went through a sort of transformation. And then, like, I started following him on Instagram, and, like, his videos are super positive, but it's almost to the point where it's, like, too positive. Oh, yeah. Where it's, like...
when he turns that camera off, what is he like?
Yeah, like, is he just overcompensating to be like, oh, yeah, like, everything's going great. Like, I'm doing this walk across the country. And, yeah, so I don't... I want to believe that it's for the right reasons that he's actually, like, doing well. But mm-hmm. it's, like, I also wouldn't be surprised if, like, I found out that he was dead. Yeah. Or, like, something like that.
No, I know. I couldn't agree more. It's a... being an artist is a wild thing. And just having that spotlight on you. Like, what is... why is that so great? Why is that looked at as being the best thing in the world? To mm-hmm. have all eyes on you.
Yeah.
And to be so influential. Yes, you can make differences. But at the same time... are you happy you're able to do that? Are you happy with all that responsibility?
We just walk out.
Yeah. I couldn't walk. Well, I don't know if I probably could. I'd rather drive.
I think everyone would. I mean, if you ask the people that like went out west on the Oregon Trail like way back when.
Yeah. Dude, can you imagine trying to figure out the route? Is he walking along like the expressway? You know what I mean by that? Obviously not, but that would be such an interesting...
you just go to Google Maps and click walk.
I guess, yeah. I've done that a couple times. I'm traveling somewhere and you accidentally hit walk and it's like 24 hours to get there. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't actually know how long it's going to take him, but it's going to take a while. And like he's like telling people where he is so you can like go and walk with him.
Is he doing any like walking tours? What do you mean? Start singing?
No, I
think... kind of cool. If he stops
plays music. I think he is actually going to play music in some parks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a crazy feat. I feel like it would be fun to do, but then, like, would it be fun for a week? And then you're like, all right.
Yeah.
This is horrible and miserable.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't know about that. It's like, you got to be pretty physically ready for that, too.
Yeah.
Because you probably got to be putting in like 12-hour walking days to actually get somewhere.
Yeah, he was showing like the amount of... he's burning like 8,000 calories a day.
It's insane. So he's already going right now.
Yeah, no, he's... oh, do you hear those footsteps? He is actually going like jetting up into Detroit area, so maybe we could walk with him and interview him
miles.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, you want to be on the pod?
Burn some cows. No, that's pretty fun. The weather is getting real nice, and I'm pretty much saying, okay, it's summer. I'm at that point.
Yeah, you got your glass of wine.
Yep. Yeah.
Just sipping.
Happy Easter, dude.
That's true. Hippity hop, bro.
Hoppy Easter.
Yeah, it's it doesn't really feel like Easter, but it feels nice outside, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get behind that.
Agreed. Yeah, so are you... I mean, now it's like, okay, I can go out and take photos when it's too cold. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to obviously interview you after this for this mm-hmm. final project that I'm really just making for myself because it's a video I've been wanting to make and I figured I could kind of...
it's on triathlons, right?
It's on being ready, like being ready for things. And I'm...
that's why you said, yeah, just be ready.
Yeah, if that's such a thing. Because, I mean, I don't... what I was going to do, and I was going to try and kind of seam these two stories together, I was going to interview my sister and talk to her about moving to New York, and then I was going to talk to you guys about the triathlon. I don't think in the amount of time... it's due Thursday, in the amount of time I could like interview her and get...
do all that.
Yeah, and seam it together without it seeming like rushed. I might do that for the actual video that I upload like on YouTube, but for this class project and for the video for that, I'm just going to interview you guys about the triathlon and just... cool. Yeah, I don't
know. How long do you think this video is going to be?
The video shouldn't be... I would say it's probably going to be like 7 minutes or something. Not too long. Mm-hmm. The interviews are mainly just like the audio bed to kind of keep the story going forward and using... and I'll probably interview you for 10 or so minutes and then just...
use... so if I was to flip the mic around to the person that's doing this, how would you say you get ready for a triathlon? Like, what is that feeling of being ready on game day?
So... I'm not gonna be talking about like being ready, like being prepared for the triathlon as much as feeling ready, because I did a lot of training for the triathlon, but on the day of, I still was like, oh my gosh, can I do this? Mm-hmm. And in what I want the video to be about, and obviously it's gonna kind of be dependent on what you guys say too in the interviews, but I want it to be about how I would have never done a triathlon if it wasn't for Mr. Austin and you guys all doing it too, because I hate swimming. I can't dive hardly. It's just weird how, like, if you get pushed into something or if you just decide to jump in, cannonball because you can't dive.
Yeah.
But like with my sister, like, how crazy is that? And it, like, I've told her this before, but she really gave me the green light to go, like, yeah, you can go wherever, because she had an unpaid, she moved out there with an unpaid internship. She didn't have a bunch of money in the bank. I mean, she had some, and my parents were going to help her for the first few months, like with rent and things like that. But she had two suitcases and left.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And made it happen. And it's...
And she did that just after... She graduated college, right?
Yep. She had graduated, had, I think, lived at home for maybe 4 months.
That's what I was going to ask. So was it right after, or was it... Yeah.
Yeah. And we're almost done with college, which is super weird.
2 weeks.
Do you have any
less
exams?
Less than 2 weeks. I won philosophy.
Yeah. What day?
Thursday? I don't know, actually. Tuesday or Thursday.
I have an exam on Thursday, history.
Nice.
History of World War II.
You graduate on Saturday, May 4th?
Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah, Friday, May 3rd. My grandparents are coming in. 5 or 6 o'clock, I believe, or something like that. Thanks. Why?
It's just late. Mine's at 1, which is kind of nice.
That sucks.
Just get it done with.
Yeah, I didn't think I would. Like, if you would have asked me 6 months ago if I was going to walk, I would have said no.
Really?
But... Yeah, I just kind of just wanted to get out of there, but then I was like, you know what? My grandparents are going to come up with me.
I was going to say, the walk is more for your grandparents and your parents and stuff along those lines, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, true, I agree. The walk is the walk. It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how...
I think they give you a fake diploma.
What's your, who's your commencement speaker?
Don't know? Probably some BS speaker. Yeah.
We have, I think, Kirk Cousins.
Throw some footballs with the crowd.
You like that? really, I think him and somebody else. Did I send you the Andy Samberg commencement speech?
No.
Did I tell you about it?
No.
It's at Harvard, and it is so good. He goes up there for 23 minutes, says one serious thing. Everything else is just crazy jokes.
That is awesome.
Like, have you seen the...
Almost like stand-up?
Yeah. Have you seen... But pretty worse. Like, it's almost bad. Have you seen the Dead Poets Society?
The movie.
Yeah.
No, actually.
Okay.
I feel like
so,
I should.
Yeah, then I'm not going to spoil the movie or the speech, because I hadn't seen the movie, but Marco told me about it. Basically, the one serious thing he said in the speech, which, like, I really liked, and it's literally, like, one sentence, and he's like, you guys just graduated from Harvard. Don't rush into the next stage of your life. And it's so true, because it's like we've talked about this, and it's weird because we've talked on the phone for probably a total of like 4 hours this week.
I know.
And then we sit down for the pod and it's like, what's that?
Yeah, this is true.
But yeah, it's just you have your whole life to be a grown up and have all the responsibilities and do all that stuff. So it's like, why not travel? I mean, we're reading... I just bit my tongue pretty bad right there.
Yeah.
Walden on Wheels,
I was about to say.
Got our book club tonight. We're going to be talking a lot today.
I know. No, it's a busy day. Busy Easter. But, yeah, that's one thing. I mean, I know David Wakefield. I know he doesn't start law school till the
September.
Till September. And so he's kind of looking at this summer as how can I open my travel mind?
Yeah.
And the big thing is, like, I really wonder, will Dave's opinion on things, will his view on what he does, will that change? And I mean, you say, like, this is the only time you can kind of do this stuff. And I don't know. I of course, I'm not necessarily bummed, but I am going right to working.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, personally, and I guess I'm connecting this more to my personal self, but... I have been kind of taking like the year off in a way, just with everything. I did a semester in Italy.
Yeah. The study abroad was
that's intense.
Yeah.
And it was like I remember for the first maybe 9 or 10 weekends, I traveled every single weekend. And so it was a lot.
Yeah.
Just whether it's even going an hour bus ride to go to this whatever town. But yeah, I really wonder if everybody says, do this, but how does that change your perspective when you start? or is it more or less do it because you're not going to have another chance like this?
Yeah, travel's a weird thing, and it doesn't have to. It's more the state of mind than the place that you go to, because you like Agreed. People go to Mexico and sit on the beach, and it's like that's not really a trip. Like one thing that, and I haven't really talked to you or talked to anyone about this that much, but when I went on my road trip, like that was only a few days, but like that was really influential because I was having a bad summer. I didn't really have anywhere to go like on a proper trip. And I kind of just got in my car. I was like in the back of my head, I was like, when is this shit going to break down? Like really scared about that. But then one day I just like, and it was funny. I pushed the date I was leaving back 3 times.
Dang.
I was like, all right, I'm leaving today.
And then never happened.
Then it was the next day and then ended up being the third day.
Dang.
And I remember I got in the car, got in the highway, and I was like, whoa! I was just amped. Out the windows. And just started going. I was like, all right, looks like I'm going to Saugatuck then here. And it wasn't long, but just to realize that you can just get in your car and go.
Sure.
And you can figure it out. And I'm thinking of the Cal Fussman interviews with Tim Ferriss where he was in Europe and he would just try and find people on trains and like kind of talk with them and be like, could I stay at your place? And
yeah.
And it's weird because like thinking of me having my own apartment and stuff, and if I knew someone just a little bit, or if it's a friend of a friend and you just have the one person that is like, yeah, they're not a psychopath, they're not going to kill you, then it's like, yeah, dude, stay on my couch. I don't care.
That's what's so weird with everything is, yeah, who cares? If some random person says, hey, this guy's coming into town, he's just here for one day, do you mind if he stays at your place? Really good guy. Nobody cares about that kind of stuff. And it's really cool that you have that network.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that Cal Fussman stuff is just, I remember saying in the podcast, he would go up to these grandmas on a train in whatever European country and try and bring up his mom's favorite recipe of a certain pasta dish. And next thing you know, he gets talking and next thing you know, the grandma's like, no, I'm going to show you the best dish you've ever had. And then she invites him over and he gets a place to stay for a week. Mm-hmm. And just that sense of not knowing what's going to happen next, but knowing no matter what happens, you're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's a thing that I just think in general a lot. No matter what happens, I mean, you told me this the other day, you keep making the right choices and doing the right things are going to start working in the correct direction.
It, going off of that, something that was kind of bouncing around in my head was this phrase that I heard yesterday. And it's sort of a phrase, or it's just like a few words, but it's give yourself a decade. And it was talking about with like creative things and making things. It's like, this is not going to happen overnight. This doesn't happen quickly. And even listening to Aubrey Marcus had Joe Rogan on, and they were kind of talking about the evolution of his podcast and how he's like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like this was literally me sitting on the couch with my 3 friends live streaming.
Yeah.
And now it's, if you say Joe Rogan around any broski, he's he's going to dap you up. And like,
dude, I wear my Joe Rogan shirt to the gym and I literally get so many guys like just kind of looking at me, not sure if they want to say something to me. It's so funny.
And you gotta, if you're wearing that, you gotta lift hard.
Oh yeah, you do. You're pushing them.
Yeah. I boxed for the first time at the gym today.
Yeah.
So like,
they have a little boxing thing there?
They have just a few heavy bags.
That's nice.
But it's in the ab room, and how it's set up is there's 3 heavy bags in the middle, and then there's all the ab stuff on either side. So like, you feel like you're like a spectacle.
Yeah.
And I've always been really nervous to do it, but then it wasn't that crowded today. There definitely was a few people in there, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. That's so I was funny. In there like Rocky, you know?
So yeah, what is like a boxing workout? Do you do 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off, 40 seconds? What is that?
Yeah,
I've always kind of been curious.
So I actually I didn't have my phone in the gym today. So I just kind of went until I was tired. So we have in my boxing class, there's a set of combinations that we throw, and sure. I would just throw that. So it's like a 1-1-2, and then 1-2-3, and then boom, boom, hook, boom, and then boom, 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 boom.
That's you do all that in one, and then do it again, and do it again. Wow.
And then you shift around the bag. You take one step. It's really fun, and that's especially cool. Like I feel like I was made for boxing. Not to be like good at boxing, but like, it's you when you're throwing punches like that, you feel like a spastic.
Yeah.
And I love it. And you just like I definitely don't have the best form, but it's just you're flailing around. You feel so cool.
So on the correct punch, you're supposed to punch like across this line, right?
Yeah.
You never go through stuff like that. Because I know a lot of people break their pinkies when they punch and all that.
Or your thumb.
Or your thumb. So don't you tuck?
So how I learned, I guess I could put it in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Is you go like this and you close in.
And then it sits up.
Yeah. It's a little different when you have gloves on.
Agreed.
I've really, really enjoyed boxing. And it's been fun.
Yeah. I have that heavy bag in my basement. It's so fun doing, like I said, 40 second on, 20 seconds break, trying to do it for like 10 minutes. It is exhausting. Throwing in an occasional kick.
I was throwing elbows.
I'm just doing crazy stuff. It's fun though.
But I felt weird because the girls that were in there were definitely looking at me like, what the hell is this guy doing?
This guy's elbowing the bag.
And it's also weird, and I would be so curious to talk to someone in my boxing class. I'm smiling the whole time. And so, like, I'm, like, going, like, way too hard.
That's funny.
And I just have the biggest smile on my face. And I'm sure everyone is like, what the hell is this guy doing? Because, like, we have to do 5 push-ups. And I'm just fitting in as many as I can.
That's hilarious.
But it's been a really good time.
Yeah. That's something you think you'll keep up after?
Yeah, I would like to. It just kind of depends on how much it is,
get that
cost-wise, and then maybe. I mean, like if the gym that I go to has a bag, I'd be more than happy to do that. I mean, there's so many YouTube videos, especially with boxing. It's a lot of. It's not like jiu-jitsu where you need someone else to like train with.
Yeah.
It's completely individual, and this is actually interesting. Did you know the best way to learn throwing punches and kicks is in the air? It's not against the bag.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you like get the form down.
Yeah, punch a hole in a piece of paper. You ever do that in that class or anything?
All right, we're back. We had to turn the cameras off and on, so boxing is what we were talking about.
Yeah, but with this, I'm going to change the topic completely. Okay. With this good weather, I was curious, do you have a favorite type of photography that you do?
Like...
And to explain that further, so maybe I've really fallen in love with landscapes. I really like doing portrait and really setting up the lighting to change the emotion. I really like taking pictures of random people. I really like...
Oh, yeah. I really enjoy just walking around, especially in cities, and just taking pictures of people without them knowing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like the pictures as much. Like, some of the pictures turn out cool. Most of them turn out like garbage. But just the act of doing it is really fun because you really have to pay attention to how people are acting, what people are wearing, and how they're moving and all this different stuff. And you kind of also don't... I don't like to be seen when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of stealthy with it, like get a few hip fires.
Yeah.
I was in Lansing during the wintertime doing this, and I would stand there and pretend like I was taking the picture for a while. And then the person would just kind of walk in front and then boom, I get it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So that's my definitely my favorite type. What about you?
Okay. I actually hadn't completely considered what's my favorite. I would say I go on in ups and downs with different things that I enjoy more in that. And I know while I was abroad, just falling in love with how beautiful these landscape pictures I could take, these architectural pictures I could take, where it's like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so that became a really big thing. And one cool thing and I've done that before as well, even walking in Italy. And it's so cool how you can take this photo and go, this is such an Italian photo. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a lady on a moped.
That's the one I was thinking of. Smoking.
And it's, or it's a lady with a pink wall and she's setting up her drawing. All I'm saying is you can capture like these little glimpses of people that mm-hmm. describe their culture in a second. I love that.
Yeah.
It's cool too being aware of everyone's emotions and it's cool that you're in the street, you're watching these people walk by and you're like, wow, that person is having a bad day, or this person is really worked up with their kids, and trying to get a photo that might capture those little things mm-hmm. is just fun. And like you said too, being not seen, obviously it's weird if you're zooming in on this person and they're like awkward, but yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think I don't have a favorite per se. I would almost the location creates my new favorites or
Where you are.
Yeah.
I think it's also really cool to go to a spot that isn't New York City or these pretty spots and try and find the
Agreed.
What's cool about it or what's interesting about it. And that interests me a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Drone photography is really interesting as well.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing that you just never... It's just so crazy in a sense nowadays. Every single person has a phone. And there was a quote I heard in some podcast I was listening to. I have no idea which one.
That exact phrase has been said so many times in our pods.
But this photographer, a very well-known photographer, was just simply saying, when you click the shutter to take a photo... you should be imagining putting that up on your wall. That's every single photo you should take, because if you're not, it's already been taken in a sense. And just trying to really look at these landscapes and these whatever it is, knowing that, you know, I'm sure 1,000 other people have seen this. How can I take my own take on it?
Yeah, that's interesting you say.
It's good and bad.
Yeah, because like when I was in New York, I was doing that a lot because there's... like, oh, you got to get a picture of the One World Trade. You got to get a picture of this. But I was taking pictures of people taking pictures of those things, or like the selfie. It's just it's a weird thing because, and I feel like putting myself on a pedestal when you say this, but it's like, why are all these people taking pictures of these things that they'll never, it's just.
What are they gonna do with it?
Yeah, it's a weird thing that people are taking so many pictures more than ever now with their smartphones. And it's like, what is this for? I don't know. It's really interesting. But I mean, I'm doing the same damn thing. So it's.
No, I know. Yeah, and I mean, yeah. I look at a lot. You're saying like, oh, I'm doing the same thing. It is what it is. But at the same time, you're always practicing your craft. Like, that's something you really have a big passion in. A lot of these people are taking photos to put on their Facebook, put on their Instagram and show it off that they were here, they saw this. And,
yeah, I mean, I do that too. It's yeah, I don't, I think a lot, like often if someone said to me, you're never allowed to take a picture again, would I don't know if I would care. I really don't know. It's a weird thing, because
it's an interesting concept.
It's just, I don't know, it's something to do that I enjoy, but I don't know if it's like my calling. This actually leads me to a question I was thinking I might ask you, and I'm going to now. If you could make money from anything, like watching TV, you could get paid to watch TV, what would that thing be?
People say, like, I would sleep all day. That's definitely a tough question. Truthfully, it would be... I honestly feel like a fun, engaging, creative thing... For me, I have a blast trying to create a video. And it's not an easy thing. Like, of course, I could, okay, I'll make money drinking beer. I'm going to make money drinking wine. And you could say those things, but like different things we've talked about, Jesus, Jenny, I can't spit this out.
Yeah, you're having a stroke.
I'm sorry.
Pray for the broski.
Oh, my word. No, but once you retire and things like that, you go on the beach, you're like, wow, I'm retired. I'm going to have a margarita, and this is what I want to do the rest of my retirement. And then you're sitting there like, why am I doing this for so long? This is dumb. All I'm trying to get at is I want to do something that is always challenging, always different, new, and I'm not going to just pick eating pizza because it's not a long-term thing. But genuinely, I feel... like making videos is something that I've not perfected, something I could argue in a way very new to, and it's an avenue that is always changing, always new technologies. It's just all the different variables and how it could be that I would probably say making a video.
Yeah, that's super cool, and it is such a challenge. And this is something I was thinking about a lot. I also can't tell where you're looking at with the sunglasses on. So I've been trying to follow your eyes. You're good. And something I've been thinking, how long have we been going for?
A little bit over, where is the counter? I think it's like about 40 minutes.
All right, so we'll go for a few more.
Yeah, about 40. Yeah, we'll go for a little longer.
And just creating things in general, it's so easy to be hard on yourself, to say, oh, I'm not good enough. But it's like the real problem is not trying and not being bad at it and doing a few podcasts in the beginning where our phones are going off and just you ruined this one. But you know what I mean? Is that like it's what matters is that you show up and try and do it and you consistently do that because how much better have I got at making videos when I posted one video this year compared to the year that I posted 40 and 35 of them were garbage. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you have to keep showing up, and this is partially like advice for myself, but the other, and we'll talk more a little bit when we're off the air about this, but I got some negative feedback about this podcast from someone, and it was, I got it in a roundabout way. It wasn't like someone told it to my face, and it pissed me off so bad. Not that I give a damn what people think.
Sure.
It's just the fact that someone, especially someone who's trying to create their own things, is going to go to someone else who's trying to do something and say, hey, look, you're not that good at the very beginning. You're like, it's like saying to Michael Jordan when he's 15,
yeah,
hey, dude, you missed 3 3-pointers. It's like, guess what? I'm not Michael Jordan yet. And not saying
exactly. Right. And he didn't make the 7th grade team or whatever that is.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, you always have to start somewhere. And it goes into the premise of, I mean, technically, we don't even have to upload our first 5, 10, 20 episodes. Mm-hmm. But it just, it's a thing where, no, I'm not going to have mine on if yours are off. So bright. But no, it's just a thing that you could, literally every time we do it, we're going to do it a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We're going to be better at it. And to jump on somebody's parade or to rain on it and say that you're doing this and that, it's just like, hey, I'm trying.
Yeah. What are you doing? Like, it made me so mad. It's like being someone that has gotten encouraging words from people and then also discouraging ones. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, you don't realize that it's people need the littlest bit of encouragement to just be like, yeah dude, go do that. And personally, I know I'm really good at that with other people. Just kind of like, hey, dude, like keep go doing that. Yeah. Like you're really doing your thing because that's all people need is just a little bit of encouragement. Like,
I just want to quickly interrupt. Even when I was doing the podcast with my roommates, where we didn't have any structure, but just I'm giving you credit absolutely in this circumstance. But just simply saying, "Hey, so when's the podcast coming out?"
Yeah.
And really, hey, what are you talking about this week? Not even implying that, just kind of reminding me like, okay, this is something I really got to stick to. Mm-hmm. I can't push this aside. I got to make sure I keep practicing this craft. And and I give you credit for it. Just the slight encouragement does make worlds of difference.
Yeah. It's just, and it's such a weird thing because it is such a practice where you don't know exactly how it's going to start. You don't know what's going to go wrong or where it's going to kind of veer off. But it's like, if you keep showing up and trying to do something, it's maybe works out or maybe it doesn't, but you get better at it and you have a good time while you're doing it.
No, I totally agree.
You have any last words?
No, I think we're pretty good. I think that's a good way to end.
I want to say one last thing.
Do it.
You don't set NBA records being frustrated.
Is that a Brad quote or...